Welcome to the Plan the Magic podcast, where we help you have the most magical trip to the happiest place on earth. I'm your host, Samantha DeCastro-Corcoran, and on this podcast, we talk planning tips, hotel and food reviews, and about our love for the Disneyland Resort. Let's jump in. I am not affiliated with Disney, the Walt Disney Company, or Disneyland in any way. These podcasts are meant to be educational and support you on your planning journey, and are as accurate as possible on date of publication. But things do change, so always double check, and we are not responsible for any discrepancies. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Plan the Magic. I'm your host, Samantha, and today we are going to be talking about Mickey's Toontown in Disneyland and giving you a full rundown on everything you can expect to find in this land. So Mickey's Toontown is kind of tucked away in the back of the park. You have to walk through all of Fantasyland to get to the entrance of this land. It is a dead end. There's nowhere. There's only one way in, one way out, and you have to walk pretty much all the way to the very back of the park to get there. It was opened in Disneyland on January 24th, 1993, and originally it was mostly inspired by Who Framed Roger Rabbit and resembles a set from a Max Fleischer cartoon. The buildings are all super stylized and colorful, and there are a lot of attractions that kind of revolve around some classic characters, like, of course, Mickey and Minnie Mouse. There's also a few interactive gags around the park, and I'm not going to tell you where those are. You have to find those yourself. You'll typically find people around it if it's busy. And this is typically where kids with, or families with smaller children, will find themselves at some point. It is basically built for little kids. Of course, the rides are great for adults too, but there's, you know, grassy areas and a playground for kids to play on and interactive things for them to work with in all of the houses between Goofy's house and Mickey and Minnie's house. Donald's boat, there's a splash pad that still doesn't work properly, but there's theoretically a splash pad. There's a little park in the back. It's a nice little, and they redid it recently, and it's definitely less concrete-y and a little more like park-like, and it's nicer to be in for sure. We'll talk about that in a minute, but it is definitely a favorite of little kids and big kids alike. In April 2019, Disney originally announced the Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway was coming into this part of the park, and it was planned to open for 2023. The ride is housed in a building within Toontown called the El Capitan Theater, which is a pun on the El Capitan Theater in Hollywood. And this is the first new attraction that Toontown has gotten since the Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin opened in 94. Now, we all know that the resort was closed because of COVID in 2020 and 2021. And during this time, that's when they actually started construction on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. It is not an easy name to say for an attraction, but we're here now. So in November 2021, they announced that in the entirety of Toontown was going to be getting a makeover and would be closed for a year. So in February 2022, we also got another announcement that we were going to get some changes to Gadget's Go Coaster, Goofy's Playhouse, and Donald's Boat. March 9th, 2022, the entirety of Mickey's Toontown was closed, and then we got a partial reopen when Runaway Railway was ready in January of 2023, and then the rest of Toontown followed in March of 2023. They did some new changes to help accommodate with special needs children, which is amazing. And now it is, like I said, definitely more park-like. There's those grassy areas. It's less just like a concrete slab and a little more enjoyable to be in than it was before. All right. So when you walk up to, you're basically going to walk through Fantasyland towards where Small World is. And to the left of Small World, you'll see the train tracks and the a station for the Disneyland Railroad Station, and that is the Toontown Station. So if you want to hop on the railroad at any point throughout the park to get to Toontown or Fantasyland, this is the station that you're going to be using. You can also get on here as well if you'd like. You're going to actually kind of dip down and walk underneath the railroad tracks and get into Toontown. Little note here, this part of the park, Toontown specifically, does close for the fireworks, similar to the sections of Fantasyland around the castle, because of the proximity to where the fireworks are released from. So it's usually closed a little early, and it's closed for a little bit, and then they reopen depending on how late the park is open for. There's usually a sign at the front of the entrance to Toontown, so you'll know when it's closing and when it's reopening for the day, if that's the case. If there's fireworks, because there aren't fireworks every night. So you walk under the tracks and you walk up, you will see a boatload of strollers, usually parked to your left as you're walking up the trail. And then right in front of you, you're going to see the new fountain that they put in. And that fountain is in front of the El Capitan Theater, which holds Runaway Railway. To your right, you're going to find just some buildings. This is a little where a lot of those gags I mentioned are located, is kind of in this area. This is also the location of the Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin Ride. Roger Rabbit's and Mickey and Minnie's are both Lightning Lane attractions. So if you did purchase Lightning Lane Multipass, you can use it on both of these attractions. Roger Rabbit's is typically 40 to 60 minutes. Mickey and Minnie's can be lower than that, but it's also really, it's probably one of the better ride systems in the park, and it is very efficient. And also the queue is incredible. So it is like set up kind of like a museum for all of the different movies and things that Mickey has been in. So it's actually a really cool queue to be in. It's not going to feel like you're in it for a long time if you need to be in it, because there's just a ton to look at and a ton to see. There's even some little different effects that you'll see throughout the queue. So it's not a hard queue to be in if you need to be in it for more than 30 minutes. But Lightning Lane is available for Runaway Railway and for Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin. I personally don't go on Cartoon Spin because I'm not a huge Roger Rabbit fan to begin with, and I don't do, if it spins, that's like my limit. I can do a lot, but spinning is just too much for me. So that's all to the right, and then you've got Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway in the El Capitan Theater. And then to the left of the entrance of Runaway Railway is basically the exit gift shop, which is called Engineer Souvenirs, based on the whole train thing. Love trains. So that's basically the store for Toontown. So you'll see Runaway Railway specific merch in there and some other general things. And then kind of as you walk along on your right, this is where you will find Cafe Daisy and Good Boy Grocers, which is the food for the land. You can mobile order at Cafe Daisy. They've got things like pizza foldovers, hot dogs. They have mini donuts here that are also available as like late night food as well as during the day. I've heard it's okay food-wise. It's pretty basic. Probably good for kids though, because it's more pizza and hot dog related. And I've heard the mini donuts are bomb. Haven't had a chance to try those yet, so definitely give those a try. As you walk past Cafe Daisy and the washrooms, you will come across Mickey and Minnie's house. So both of these are also meet and greets for Mickey and Minnie. So Minnie, she'll meet in a few different places. Sometimes she'll meet just in the front of her house. Sometimes she'll meet in the house. And sometimes she'll meet in her garden, and it's like a little tea party situation. So you'll just have to kind of see what they're doing for the day. If she's meeting in front, like on her porch, then it usually means that you can't go into the house because they're like blocking the front door. However, if you don't see her on her front porch, that means you can go through her house and you can actually like interact with Minnie's house, and then you'll find her usually somewhere in there. And if for some reason she's not out, just ask the cast member when she'll be seeing people next. Next to Minnie's house is Mickey's house. Again, this is another meet and greet. It is a full walkthrough. You walk through his house and then you'll get to a point where you'll find a little door that says you can go back to Toontown, or you can continue through like more of a traditional queue and actually line up to meet Mickey. So you don't have to meet him. There isn't like a mandatory, like it funnels you into a meet and greet with Mickey Mouse at the end. Same with Minnie's house. There are exits if you just want to walk through the house. So those are two options for meeting Mickey and Minnie that are more of like a guarantee, and you kind of always know they're set up. So if you don't catch them throughout the park, they do have permanent setups in Toontown. As you walk past Mickey's house, you'll find a little popcorn park in the back, and this is a newer area that they set up that's more of a grassy area, little shade, not a ton because that's hard to find in the parks, but some shade that you can sit and relax where your kids can play. And then you will see the coaster for the ride. This is Chip and Dale's Gadgets Coaster, or Gadgets Go Coaster as it used to be called. And this is a children's coaster. It is super tame, a really good introductory coaster for your kids if they reach the height minimum. Definitely check that one out. And then next to the coaster, you'll find Donald's boat. There's supposed to be a working splash pad in front of Donald's boat. It is very hit and miss ever since they opened it in March of last year. So check it out. It will be very obviously closed. There'll be a cast member there if it's not working. But the boat itself, you can usually look into the portholes and see like Huey, Dewey, and Louie. And there's some interaction there. And then next to Donald's boat is Goofy's How to Play House and Yard. So there's a house you can go into and interact with all of Goofy's craziness. And then he also just has like his yard, which is basically a giant playground. So great for kids. It's always packed. It's a chance for the parents to kind of sit and chill out for a bit. So that's a really good option if you have younger kids that just kind of need to burn some energy. And that's it. That's the land. It's a small little cozy little land. It's definitely improved since the updates that they did in 2023. Runaway Railway is a primo e-ticket ride. Before, there wasn't a ton of reason to go back there if you were an adult without children. But now you definitely have to go back there for Runaway Railway. And highly recommend that. Again, it's a land that will take you 10 minutes to walk through, and that's if it's busy. But you definitely want to make sure you head back there for Runaway Railway at least once. All right, nice and easy today. A quick little land for Runaway Railway. Next, I think we're going to be jumping into Frontierland, which again is a tiny little land. And then we'll be doing Star Wars, Rise is there. We're doing Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, jumping into the new Bayou Country, New Orleans Square, and of course finishing off with Adventureland before we jump into California Adventure. So hopefully I will see you in the next episode. If you want to follow me for more information on planning your perfect magical Disney trip, make sure you follow me on Instagram at plan.b.magic.dl, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye! That's it for today's episode of Plan the Magic. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And as always, keep dreaming, and until next time, I'll see you real soon.